prove it. So pulling out your Bible, wide open it to Paul's last letter in the New Testament. He says, see, it says it right there, Hebrews. Jesus says it. over and over in that Last Supper. Notice how many times he says it just in this gospel lesson. Hey, I'm telling you, my new commandment is that you love one another as I love you. Abide in my love. If you abide in my love and love one another, I will abide with you. Love one another. He says it over and over and over again, trying to drill this point into our heads. Love one another just as much as I love you. But that idea of sacrificial love is still somewhat confusing. What does that mean? Does that mean that I have to sacrifice my actual life for another person? Is that what Jesus is talking about? Is Jesus died for us, we have to die for others? Well, not really. Not always the bad street. So let's think of our lives and all of the relationships we have in terms of concentric circles. Okay? So the first circle around us is going to be the people that are closest to us, our family, right? Our parents, our kids, our loved ones, spouses, the people that we love through and through, no matter what. And then the second of that are our really close friends, and that next circle out. You know, the people that we can call on in times of crisis, the people that we know that have our backs, the people we know we can call and talk to them for an hour about absolutely nothing, and they're going to listen, right? That kind of thing. And then the third circle out are kind of what I call your Facebook friends. Right? The people that you knew in high school or college, or maybe your colleagues at work or something, and you like each other, you care about each other, but those relationships aren't really close. Now, which one of those groups deserves the best of your love? Probably your family, right? The ones that are closest to you. Don't you find sometimes that you can be the cruelest toward the people you love the most? Because you know that if they're in that inner circle, that they can take that a little bit and they're not going to run away. A Facebook friend can just unfriend you, and you could not see the pictures of their vacations. After that, like the cool thing that they've had that week, or the great thing that their grandkids do. But your family, they can't unfriend you. They're stuck with you. No matter what, you're stuck with them. So sometimes it's the people, it's the relationships that all matter the most that we cause the most harm to. Because we want to make to meet our needs first. We want those people close to us to meet our needs and our wants. That's when we stop living this kind of life that Jesus calls us into. We just kind of do our own thing. But Jesus tells us over and over again, you can't have both. If you want to be a Christian, you want to be a follower of Jesus, if you want to be close to God, you can't do that and just say, well, all these people in my life, I love them, I like them, as long as they're doing what I want them to do. You can't have it both ways. Now, I would challenge you to say, there's one more circle, actually the closest one in, that sometimes is forgotten. And it's the simple relationship of us with God. One-on-one. You and God. And Jesus reminds us there's no relationship among family, among our best friends, among all the people we know. No relationship is more valuable than us, more sacred, more powerful than our relationship with God. And when we know that God is all-forgiving, and all loving, and that God is going to forgive us and love us no matter what. But boy, sometimes we really feel the abuse of God. Now, oh God, I'm sorry I forgot to pray today. I'm sorry I forgot to pray this week. I'm sorry I forgot to pray this month. I'm sorry I haven't been in church in a while. But I know you're going to forgive me anyway. So I'll get back to it when I find the time. What if we lived our lives differently? What if we lived our lives according to this idea of sacrificial love that Jesus shows us? What if we really did love God and love one another just like Jesus loves us? no, you can't sell in the market. You don't say, oh God, yeah, I've got this great intent. I'm never going to love them. And then throw them back to God. No. You give the 10 best of your 100 back to God. Because your relationship with God ought to matter more than your relationship with your stuff. And that's a hard thing to do. Because if you've worked that hard for that, you want to keep it all for yourself. But God is saying again, you can't have it both ways. Again and again, Jesus says to us, I am doing something new in this world. And I'm doing something new in all of you. In the season of Easter, as we celebrate resurrection, we celebrate that we have been brought into this new life of grace with Jesus. In one of the prayers we say at confirmation, we pray that God is doing something new in you. Let God continue this new work. Because this new life that God is giving us, God promises us that if you live into it and if you follow it, if you're willing to give up for others, if you're willing to give your family and your friends and your acquaintances the best of your love, the best of your attention, if you're willing